Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Unleash the Beast tour with the professional bull riders, John Krimberg, 19-year-old PBR World Finals, runner-up to the World Championship, won Saturday night. Hello, John. Good job.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. It's a dream come true. You know, I'm very thankful to be healthy and just coming out here and just living the dream. Like I said, I've dreamed of being here in these situations my whole life, ever since growing up. And when I finally turned 18 and got to come here and stuff, it's truly a blessing. You know, I can't thank the good Lord enough.
John, it's fun to watch you. You know, some people are programmed to succeed at what they do, whether it be golf, riding bulls, driving race cars, what have you. It appears to me that you've found that program. Would you share a little bit with us about where you found it and how you keep it?
Like my dad rode bulls when he was going, and I grew up watching him, and a lot of people growing up seeing their dad do something want to be just like him. So he was my hero growing up, and he's the one that kind of motivates me every single weekend. I might not do good sometimes, and he'll still pick me up and tell me what I'm doing wrong, and that's what kind of fuels me each and every weekend.
Tonight it worked. Let's talk about this bull that you had tonight and what was going through your mind when you nodded your head.
You know, there for a second, he about got me beat there. He's a really good bull. When I seen the draw, I was really excited because I knew I could be a lot of points on him. And then about that first round, he about beat me around there. But that's when sometimes you kind of get that cowboy in you and just try your ass off and go out there and go to him, you know.
On this tour, you're riding once a week, big cities, big towns. What does it take to stay at the premium of your peak and your level?
It's just consistency, you know. I haven't been doing that lately, but you know, that's the thing. That's the name of the game. You just gotta keep riding your bulls and doing your job each and every weekend.
Are there any other sports heroes that you watch in any other sports?
Yes, sir. You know, I like reading some quotes of Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Tom Brady and all them guys. You know, like I kind of watch it, just listen to their mentality because they're best in the world in their sport. So I kind of use some of that stuff to help me in my bull riding mentality as well. Nothing comes easy. It's going to be hard work and dedication to what you're doing. You know, sometimes when you're tired and I can't do it, you still got to go wake up the next day and go be the best you can be, you know. Be better than what you were the day before. And I get on a bunch of practice bulls during the week trying to work on the craft, you know, trying to build, perfect everything, you know. And you're never going to be perfect, but I always kind of chase that perfection somewhat, so it keeps me going every day, you know. I'm never going to be perfect, but just having that in my mind that I need to be perfect is what motivates me.
In those other sports, there's an off season. Do you have an off season?
I don't think so, no sir. I try to go each and every weekend when I'm healthy. If I'm not feeling good, won't be going, but there's no off-season for me, no sir.
When you qualified for your first PBR World Finals, what was the difference in that and on tour, and how did you handle it?
It was a dream come true. I've always wanted to be there riding with the best of the best at a PBR World Finals, and wear this ring each and every day. It meant a lot to me, and it was kind of a bunch of different feelings, you know. My first year, 18 years old, rookie and all that, and I just knew that it's a dream come true. Just got to go out there and not think about anything too much, but there's a lot of pressure in the beginning of it, but you know, I had fun, I enjoyed it, and I learned a lot from it last year and a lot different guy this year.
Yes, sir. I always conclude these programs with a question for our youth. What can you share with the youngins listening to you today that even though you're young in yourself,
yes, sir,
that you might share?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, you just got to keep chasing your dreams each and every day. Sometimes it might be hard, but the cool thing I read the other day is when you can't carry yourself for the cross, you know, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to pick you up and your cross up and carry you with him. So that's what you got to do, and I keep trusting his word, and he's going to get you through it.
That's words of our champion, John Krimberg, winning round number two at the PBR Unleash the Beast Tour in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Have success. God bless you, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you, sir.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
See you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
John. Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa in Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.